is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with animal advocate Anne-Marie Lucas about keeping your pets safe in the extremely cold weather of January. But first, according to a new study, Amazon tricks people to think they have super cheap prices by constantly changing costs. Researchers found the company changes their price a number of times each hour. For instance, when it's offering its biggest discounts on popular products such as a TV, it will increase the price of its less popular items to make a profit. ABC is considering axing The View due to poor ratings and fighting between the co-hosts. Sources say ABC executives believe they tried everything possible to breathe new life into the show, but the ratings continue to fall. The sources say the network is thinking about canceling the talk show after this season and replacing it with an extra hour of Good Morning America. ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com will ship an envelope of glitter to whoever you want. This isn't a fun thing to do with friends. This is a glitter bomb that will explode in their living room, so be wise when deciding who gets it. You can send it anywhere in the world for under $10, and it even includes a note inside. That's ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com. Hackers who support ISIS seized control of the Twitter and YouTube sites of the military's U.S. Central Command Monday. The Central Command Twitter site was filled with threats that said, "American soldiers, we are coming, watch your back." And the hackers even listed names, phone numbers, and personal email addresses of military personnel. The Pentagon suspended the sites and said it appears that no classified material was breached. The hacker group, which calls itself Cyber Caliphate, appears to be the same one that is under investigation by the FBI for hacking the websites or Twitter feeds of media outlets in the last month. Crayola apologized after hackers put off-color content on its Facebook page. The hackers filled the Facebook page with cartoon breasts and sex jokes over the weekend. The company was able to restore a page a few hours later and apologize for the inappropriate and offensive posts at their Crayola website. Feeling cold is contagious. Researchers found that people who watched videos of others putting their hands in cold water saw their own body temperature fall significantly. But when they watched warm videos, their body temperatures did not change. A 2-year-old black Labrador rides a bus alone and gets off at a dog park in Seattle. Passengers say the dog walks down the aisle and sits in a seat just like a person would. The dog's owner says Eclipse gets impatient if he's taking too long and just gets on the bus herself. He gets on the next bus and Eclipse is waiting for him at the dog park. He has received several calls from people who believe that the dog had run away. And every week, Anne-Marie Lucas stops by as our animal advocate. You know her from years on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Anne-Marie, good morning. Welcome to the show again.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm terrific. You know, much of the country is in the deep freeze as we work our way through the month of January. And are there still people that keep their animals outside this time of year?
Unfortunately, Mike, there are. And when I was an animal cop in New York City, I was on the streets for 15 years dealing with this time of year, which would always be such a cause of stress for me and my team. We would actually have to instruct people on a daily basis not to keep their pets outside during these extreme cold days. And it always struck me as crazy. Like, what were people thinking or not thinking, doing this to their beloved pets, pets that they supposedly love and cherish and their family members, because that's what they would always say. Oh, I love my dog. Yet your dog is outside freezing and not being tended to on a daily basis. Just it was just a horrible time of year for anyone in law enforcement dealing with animals.
Well, what did they tell you that they thought that the animals got a lot of fur and it's all right?
Exactly. That's what they think. But, you know, yes, animals have fur, some have hair, but they still suffer in extreme weather. You know, it could be 30 degrees out, but with the wind chill, it could be below zero in terms of what it feels like. You know, wind, snow, rain, all of these things affect animals, especially when they're very, very young or very old or sickly. These are the dogs or cats or horses or rabbits that you have to tend to even more cautiously because of their age or physical capabilities. So, you know, I don't understand why someone wouldn't want their animal to be safe and warm in their view, where they can watch and make sure that they're getting everything that they need, not suffering outside. How can someone put their head on their pillow at night knowing that their dog or cat or horse or whatever animal you have living outside is not protected from the elements? It's just crazy.
So what if they told you, well, he's got a doghouse?
Okay, good point. Yes, a doghouse can be good, but most of the time doghouses aren't built well. They're not insulated. They're not elevated off the ground, which is all things they need to be in order to keep your animal outside. And unless you are a master carpenter, unless you can heat that doghouse safely, you know, there are incidents of fire where people try and put a heater in there, and that's not good either. It has to be a ridiculously well-built doghouse with all of these elements, and most people don't do that. You know, those igloo shelters that we all see just don't cut it. They don't do what they're supposed to do. Keep, you know, insulate the dog by using their own body heat. That doesn't work. It's not true. You can put hay in the doghouse or the rabbit hutch or whatever, but, you know, all of these things aren't going to help with extreme weather. Bring your dogs, cats, pets inside.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, the animal advocate here on America Weekend. What kinds of excuses did they give you for not just bringing the dog inside? That it, you know, that someone's allergic to it, or
yeah.
It's...
Yeah, absolutely. Allergic. They make a mess in the house. We don't want the hair in the house. Too much hair. They go to the bathroom too often. Dogs are supposed to live outside. That's why they have that fur coat. All excuses that are just people who aren't educated as to what dogs, who are domesticated animals. They don't live outside anymore. They're not wolves anymore. They don't live in packs and where they can, you know, burrow and dig themselves a den. That just doesn't happen. These are domesticated animals that we have pampered over the years, and they don't have the capability, unless, of course, you know, it's a husky, you know, Akitas, St. Bernards, dogs that have those thick double coats. But even then, when they get wet, when they are compromised, if they're old or young, these are still dogs that you have to be concerned about during extreme weather. I mean, that wind out there right now, we're in the Northeast, that wind goes right through you. Think about how you feel when you're cold. You're bundled up. Your animals as well feel that cold, maybe not as quickly as you do, but if they're kept out there for extended periods of time, then it's a problem. You know, just give your dog enough time to go out and do their business and bring them back inside during these days.
Now, what was the worst case that you saw when you were doing Animal Precinct?
Yeah, well, you know, dogs who froze to death. I mean, that is just unacceptable to me. It always has been and always will be. There's no excuse for that. If you check on your dog every day, there is no excuse for your dog to freeze to death. You know, also in the wintertime, if you're leaving your dog outside for whatever reason you feel you need to increase their food. And that's something that people didn't either. You know, they're burning so much calories in order to keep warm. Horses as well. You know, you need to feed your horses. They have to keep eating hay all day long or several times a day in order to keep warm. That's how their bodies work. Rabbits as well. They need to be able to burrow in and be warm and eat constantly. So, you know your animal, know what it is to take care of an animal, and do the right thing. I mean, I always said to people, why does it have to be a law for you to do the right thing regarding your animal? Where is common sense when it comes to taking care of animals? Or do your research, or ask somebody who knows, ask your veterinarian or a friend who has animals and has knowledge of animals.
And I guess a rule of thumb is if you go outside and your dog's bowl has ice in it, time to bring him inside, or actually the time has passed to bring the dog inside.
Absolutely. Listen, your dog should never be cold. Your dog should never be outside for extended periods of time in extreme weather. And that goes for the heat as well. There are a few states out there that are warm. It takes a very short amount of time for a dog to get overexposed to either cold or heat. So let's do the right thing for our pets. We're supposed to love them. They're our family members. Let's do the best that we possibly can for them.
All right, Anne-Marie, how about a pet tip of the week? Do you have one of those?
I do. Actually, I'm in love with microfiber towels. They're the best. You know, we're all bringing our dogs in from the cold and the rain and mud and whatnot. Microfiber towels whisk away the water so much quicker, and they get into the dirt of your dog's coat much quicker and much better than a normal towel does. So I use them all the time. That's all I use to dry my dogs off. And, you know, we have 12 dogs, so it's an assembly line when they come in from being outside. So those towels work wonderful, and you can buy them pretty much anywhere, any dog store, pet store. Some of the big stores, department stores have them as well, because people use them as well. And also, don't forget your local animal shelter this time of year. They can always use towels and blankets, comforters, paper towels. They actually usually have a list on their website of things that they could use to help their shelter pets lead comfy, warm lives during these brutal weather temperatures.
Anne-Marie Lucas, always a pleasure. Your information is spot on, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
And I'm Mike Bennett with Anne-Marie Lucas, and you're listening to America Weekend
on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to save money on haircuts and winter heating at the same time? Not as odd as it sounds. It's simple as oily hair. Here's the science of it. The hair care industry is certainly pushing the value of beautiful, oil-free hair.
I love what you've done with your hair.
But the accumulated oil in your hair is there for a reason. Oily hair is your body's way of protecting itself from the cold. The oil that clumps your hair together is one way your body stays warm, attempting to avoid the cold of winter.
You should keep your hair like that. It's very slimming.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, do you remember how Grandma said you lost a lot of body heat through the top of your head? Well, oily hair is the body's way of protecting you when you forget to wear a hat. So, do you have a question? You can send it to me at, you know where, drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Georgia high school student Cody Chitwood is facing 10 years in prison for carrying a weapon in a school safety zone. What did Cody do? A. Had a fishing knife in his tackle box locked in his car. B. Had a box of matches in his pocket. C. Had leftover fireworks in the trunk of his car. The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court!
Since Cody often fishes in a Georgia river after school, he usually has a tackle box in his car. The answer is A, and that's the final verdict.